Sochim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli Daf Mem Ches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis at the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Aimeh, Sholosh Nashim, Lashreitzka Achas, Va'ifreitz Betana Echad, Zu Achazu. Rabbi Gamliel says that three women may knead together and bake together in one oven, one after another, despite the third woman waiting to bake her dough. Rachachomim Aimeh, Gimel Nashim, Oiskreitz Bebatzek Achas Lasha, Va'achas Erechet, Va'achas Eifer. Chachamim say no, three women should prepare their dough, with the last one kneading while the middle one shapes and the first one bakes, but there should be no waiting time taking place. The Rekiva Oimer, Loi kol ha-noshim, loi kol ha-eitzim, loi kol ha-tanurim shavim, ze ha-klal, tefach toltish petzonin. The Rekiva says not all women, nor all wood, nor all ovens are the same. The rule is if she sees that her dough is about to become chometz, she should wet her hands with cold water and rub the dough with it to cool it. The Gemara says, Tani ha-rishoyne kadei shihei kadei Heseka vashinia kade shnei hesikim vafia achas vashlishis kade gimu hesikim ushte afiois emasas kika rishoin achoin kade gimu hesikim vagimu afiois. The Gemara brings a brisa. The first woman waits with her dough until the oven is fired. The second waits for the oven to be fired twice, once for the first woman and once for her, and use once to bake for the first woman. The third waits for the oven to be fired three times and use twice to bake. But if the first woman baked her loaf and then began to knead a second loaf, the third woman must wait for the oven to be fired three times and used to bake three times. Tani gemar ze lishasa v'gamar ze kitufa v'gamar ze heseka harishoina shei kedei heseka v'shnei kedei heseka v'afiyas chaveota v'shnishis kedei shnei hesekim v'afiya achas imasa kika harishoin achoin kedei shnei hesekim v'shtei afiyas. The Braitha, following the Chachamim, says, if the third one finished her kneading, and the second one finished her shaping, and the first one finished her firing, and then the first one began her baking, the first woman waits enough time to fire the oven, the second waits enough to fire and enough to bake the first woman's loaf, and the third waits two firings and one baking. If the first woman then began to knead a second loaf, then the third woman waits two firings and two bakings. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Sholosh Noshim, Lashreitz Ka'achas, Oifreitz Betano Echad, Zu Achazu, Rachachamim Oimer, Gimel Noshim, Asukreitz Batzeg, Achas Lasha, Va'achas Erechet, Va'achas Eifer. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel says three women may knead together and bake together in one oven, one after another. The Chachamim say three women should prepare their dough, with the last one kneading while the middle one shapes and the first one bakes. Tani, Rabbi Hoshea, Acheres Bar, V'Lasha Tachtehen. The Baisa says from Rabbi Hoshea that according to the Chachamim, another woman may come and knead when the first woman begins to bake, as this other woman is not delaying any longer than the third woman who kneaded. Itanaitani Bechitin Shloshes Kavin V'Soyrim Abaos Kavin. The first Baisa says one may only prepare 3 kav of wheat flour and 4 kav of barley flour, as larger quantities cannot be guarded properly from becoming chometz. Itanaitani Bechitin Abaos Kavin V'Soyrim Shloshes Kavin. And the second Baisa says it's 4 kav of wheat flour and 3 kav of barley flour. Mandam Bechitin Shloishes Kavin Vishesh Bahem Shamnunis Ubsaim Abbas Kavin Vishain Bahem Shamnunis. Mandam Bechitin Abbas Kavin Deinan Chitin Ubsaim Shloishes Kavin Deinan Ratishin. The resolution of these two brises is that the first brise refers to 3 kav of flour that's fatty, healthy, means of good quality, and 4 kav of barley which is not fatty, which means it's inferior. The second brise refers to 4 kav of inferior wheat flour and 3 kav of barley flour that's almost becoming chometz. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Seor yisareif v'oichle potter, siduk yisareif v'oichle chayev kores. Ve'ezu seor kakarni chagovim, siduk shenizarvu tzedakov ze baze, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda teaches in the Mishnah, seor, which is partially leavened dough, should be burned, but one who eats it is exempt from kores. Cracked dough, as a result of chimutz, should be burned, and one who eats it is punishable with kores. What is seor? Like the antennae of grasshoppers. Cracked is when the cracks intersect. The Chachamim Oimim Ze Vze Ha'ich Lechayev Kores Ezu Seor Kol Sheh Chsifoi Ponov Ka'adam Sheamdo Sa'arosov. The Chachamim say no, for both of these, one who eats them is punishable with Kores. So rather, what is Seor? It's a dough that turned white like one whose hairs stand up from fright. And the Gemara says, Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Mutter La'achila Lekalboi. Rav Huna says that it's permitted to feed Seor to one's dog according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tani bar kapara ein lecha sedek min amalan she'ein tachtov kama sedokim. Bar kapara says in the braisa there's no crack on top, like a grasshopper's antennae, that does not have a number of cracks underneath.